Arches
Omnibus
for the week 19 to 24 September 2004.
Isn't Helen coming?
No.
But she said...
Yeah, I know.
She said she was looking forward to it.
Changed her mind. Said she had better things to do than watch 20 large, sweaty people.
Large and sweaty?
Heaving on a rope.
I'm not large.
And this tug of war's gonna be over before anyone has time to work up a sweat.
You reckon?
With you and me pulling for the ball. The church team doesn't have a prayer. You coming back for lunch afterwards?
I'm working.
Oh, look at you.
Why?
I wish Mum wouldn't do it. You know, the whole Sunday lunch ritual.
Well, the rest of you have got to eat.
Yeah, but you sit there pretending to enjoy it. All you can think about is Helen. Sitting up in a room, the smell of roast meat wafting up the stairs. I'd much rather just make do with a sandwich.
Oh, I wish she'd come with us. Perhaps if I went and talked to her.
No, leave her.
Well, it'd do her good to get out.
If you put any pressure on her, she just digs her heels in.
I wasn't going to put any pressure on her.
Let's not rock the boat.
I know you've got God on your side.
I'm sure God's got more important things to worry about.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, having examined the talent and totted up the available muscle power, you know, I've got to say, the bull really does have the edge.
But I can't go betting against my own team.
Oh, that's fair enough.
Besides, I reckon you totted up wrong.
Look, I can give you better odds on the church.
We have got Neil and Adam and Alistair.
Well, you put 20 quid on to win, and I'll give you about... well over 30.
And where am I going to find £20?
But that way, Clary, you can have a... you'll just have to excuse me. I've got to see a man about...
How are you doing, Clary?
Oh, hello, Alan.
You feeling strong?
Yeah. Oh, I would just discuss... I'm sure he's got that wrong.
What? Who?
He's offering... What did he say? Anyway, you get better odds betting on us because he reckons the bull's going to win.
Betting?
He's running a book.
What?
Kenton. He suggested
that... He's writing a book on the tug of war?
Yeah.
What a cheek.
Oh, yeah, I suppose it is, really.
It's a charity event. This is all about raising money for new bell ropes, not lining the pockets of Kenton Archer.
Oh, no, you're right. I should have realised.
Well, don't worry, Clary.
I didn't think.
I won't let him get away with
it. I'm sorry.
No need for you to apologise.
Well...
Have you heard from Will and Emma?
Yeah, he rang last night. They just got off the plane.
Oh, they have a good time.
Yeah.
Where was it?
Cancun. Yeah. Wonderful, Lisa. Beautiful beaches. And they went diving and snorkeling and swimming with dolphins.
Wow.
Oh, don't think Great Yarmouth's going to be quite the same.
Great Yarmouth?
Yeah, they've gone to see William's Auntie Rosie, my sister.
Oh, that's nice.
Be home next weekend.
Here, Alan.
Oh, morning, Eddie.
Since when has Ronnie What's-His-Face been on your team?
Who?
You know, the farrier.
Oh, yeah, a week or so. Christopher Carter recruited him.
He doesn't even live in the village.
Neither does Duncan, neither does Kirsty.
Nothing in the rules says residents only.
But he's... Well, let's face it, he's really beefy.
Yeah?
He's built like a brick...
Eddie?
Outhouse.
He is rather, isn't he?
That is so unfair.
I just thought a few more of the cricket team would have turned out for us.
Yeah.
I mean, look at him. Alistair... David, now, when was the last time he set foot in St. Stephen's? And as for Adam...
Third.
Plenty of churches wouldn't let his sort through the door.
Look, the cricket season is over.
You're quite right, too.
Can we please have an end to this sniping?
Well, I was only saying...
Well, don't.
Testing, 2-3-0. Damn. Things still aren't working.
I'm fed up with it, Sid. It's so small-minded.
Hey, what's the matter?
Are you listening to me?
Did you have a bad night again?
No, I slept perfectly well.
You are looking a bit tired. Definite bags under the eyes.
Oh, don't you start.
Well,
telling me I look old.
I didn't say that.
Fallon were having a go at me the other day.
I just thought you looked a bit tired, that's all.
Well, oh, that's it. I've made up my mind.
Testing kit. Oh, good. Got it.
I'm going to have my eyes done.
What?
That's the trouble, see? Everything's saggy and I don't have eyelids anymore. They've gone all flabby.
What are you talking about?
You remember that money I got when my Auntie Babs died? Oh, I'm going to spend it having my eyes lifted.
What?
Plastic surgery.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with your eyes. You've got beautiful eyes.
Ah, used to have.
Sid, we got a problem.
You're telling me.
Guess who them sneaky Christians have got on their team?
God?
Ronnie.
Who?
The farrier. You know, big Ronnie, muscle man. Haven't got a chance.
Well, there's only one of him in a team of 10.
Yeah, but we got nothing to balance him. Our team's full of blooming girls.
Excuse me?
They got girls in their team. Your missus, for starters.
Clary's not a girl.
Well, nor are the rest of us.
Oh, I shot myself in the foot there, I can tell you. I mean, with her and Ronnie on the same side. Hang on a minute.
What?
How long have I got?
But we're participants.
We're pulling for the ball.
So?
Well, it's not very ethical, is it?
Ethical? Oh, sorry, you've lost me.
It just doesn't seem right, taking a punt on the outcome when you're actually involved.
You have confidence in your team, don't you?
Well, yeah.
So, look, what better way to express your faith than to put your money where your mouth is?
Actually, I wouldn't be surprised if St. Stephen's wins.
So have a flutter on the church, then. That way, if you lose and have to cough up 10 quid, at least you're covered.
Well, that really is unethical.
No. It's sport.
Ladies and gentlemen, the hour of battle approaches. Now, could I ask both teams to take their positions, please?
Come on, Tom.
I can't tempt you.
No, thanks.
Oi, Kirsty.
What?
Hang on a minute.
What's the matter?
I'm sorry this is short notice, but you're off the team.
What?
You can't do that.
Oh, I had to. They got Man Mountain Ronnie on their side. He weighs about 3 times what you do.
Oh, that's not the point.
I had to get someone who could balance him out.
What about all the sponsorship I raised? My mum, my flatmates?
Yeah, very laudable, but...
I've even got customers in the shop.
Look who I got.
Who?
Over there.
Oh, my good Lord. There's obesity, and then there's...
Fat boy.
They'll never shift him.
That's right, keep her on, Gordon. Come on!
I'm thinking about that bike of
fame. Come on,
come on,
Chloe. Come on, keep going, keep saying that.
Come on, we're
I don't believe it.
Could have told you.
Worse than useless.
It ain't all a question of weight. You need muscle power.
Yeah.
And Fat Paul's just, well...
Fat.
You'd have been better off with Kirsty.
Well, at least he'd managed to stay on his feet. You see, that's when it went wrong for
us. Oh, Eddie.
Oh, I suppose you're after money, are you?
Well, that's what we agreed. Losers would each pay a forfeit.
Oh, you got a tenner, Clary.
I ain't paying for you.
Yeah, but I only got... Oh, hang on.
I were on the winning team, remember?
There's 5, 6, 7...
Oh, you got a 20 there.
8, 8.50.
Your 70. Friend Paul?
You know, friend of mine.
Eddie!
Oh, now I've lost count.
He says he took part as a favour to you. And you didn't tell him the losers had to pay a forfeit.
I thought we'd win.
So he's refusing to pay up.
You were supposed to be our secret weapon.
Here, Alan.
No, that's for last 20.
No, I didn't mean
that. Go on, take it. Eddie got Fat Paul involved in
this. That's all right, really.
He's got to take responsibility.
You don't have to.
Oh, thanks, mate.
No, you take it, Alan.
But, Clary, I got another instalment of the fine June.
We Grundys pay our debts. Besides, we had some good news, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Snatch Foster got put away for 2 years.
Really?
According to Fat Paul.
So we're feeling generous, aren't we?
If you say so.
After all, it could have been Eddie.
Yeah.
There you go, Alan.
Well, thanks very much. You know it's going to a good cause.
Yeah.
And now there's Kenton. I want a word with him. Excuse me.
Like I should care about his blooming bell ropes.
What about that peel for William's wedding?
Yeah, well...
It were just perfect. Wouldn't have been the same without the bell.
Eddie!
What?
Ah, he's sorry now, Kirsty. He's sorry he chucked you off the team.
Your fat friend over there says you promised to pay for his drinks.
I said I'd buy him a pint.
Well, he's on to his second already.
Okay, I'll pay for 2 pints.
With large whiskey chases.
Oh, Eddie!
Sorry, love. You'll have to lend me that tenner after all.
You should have taken my advice, shouldn't you?
I don't think so.
If you'd put a bet on the church, you could have covered your losses and still had the price of a pint.
All right, and you'd like to explain that to Alan, would you?
Come on, mate. It's only like a raffle, isn't it? Or a tombola with a fete.
Hi, Alan!
Is he, perhaps we'll save that discussion for another day, yeah?
See ya. Is he avoiding me?
What do you think?
Well, I'll catch up with him soon enough. But on the subject of money, I'm helping Neil collect the forfeits.
£10, wasn't it?
Yes. How's Helen?
Oh, you know. There you go, £10.
Thanks.
I had a bit of a heart-to-heart with her last week. Tried to, anyway.
Well done.
Yeah, well. She has at least agreed to let me take her back to the eating disorders clinic.
Oh, good.
Which is a step in the right direction, but...
Yeah. And how's your mum?
Oh.
You know, that bad, eh?
It's almost more difficult to deal with mum than with Helen. You watch her desperately trying to behave normally. And it's so obvious it's all an act.
Poor Pat. I'll try and drop in later.
You'll be a laughingstock.
Well, nobody's gonna know.
Well, what's the point of having it done if no one's gonna know?
Well, they might notice that I look better, less tired, less haggard.
No! No, come on, you have an operation like that, your face is going to be all swollen and bruised.
Well, only for a couple of weeks.
Then what? You going to wear a mask?
I'm going to stay with Nicky.
What?
You can tell people that I'm, I don't know.
No, you can't.
I'm looking after an elderly relative.
You can't go away. Not just now, not while we're up for Midlands Pub of the Year.
Oh, come on, Sid. Hello, what can I get you?
A pint, please.
Oh, Kenton. You're a man of the world. Mm-hmm. My wife has got this deaf notion.
Sid, what did I just say?
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. It's just, Fallon's come up with some rather outrageous ideas for revitalising the bull upstairs.
Well, what's wrong with it?
Oh, it's too mainstream, apparently.
I don't know what the world's coming to.
It's a mystery, isn't it, Sid?
There, that's £2.30, please.
Yeah.
Oh, careful. You're dropping money all over the place.
Oops.
Blimey. How much you got there?
Ah, Kenton.
Oh, hi, Alan. Well, had a profitable time, I see. Oh, this isn't all mine. No, still a few punters I have to...
Punters?
What's going on?
And how much will you be left with when all your debts are paid?
Oh, I don't know. Not much.
You've been running a book?
Maybe, you know, £60?
In my pub?
No, out in the green.
You could lose Sid's licence.
£60, eh? Dear, oh dear.
Look, if I was to contribute that amount to the fund,
I could be persuaded to turn a blind eye.
Right, there you go, Alan. £60.
Well, that's very nearly half a bell rope.
Thank you.
Honestly, Robert, you treated me as if I was some kind of sneak thief out to strip the cat and fiddle of its valuable assets. I explained to her that it had all been arranged, that I was to borrow the keys, but Robert, are you listening? Unfortunately, I'd quite forgotten the man's name.
What man?
The one I spoke to on the phone.
Oh.
Who offered to lend us the keys.
Right.
Mason or Morgan or something.
Mills?
No.
He's in the property business, Chris Mills.
Who's Chris Mills?
The captain of Darrington.
Oh, please, can't you forget about cricket for 5 minutes?
I wonder if I should try talking to Adam.
Robert.
I mean, I'm sure Alistair's done his best. But they've never really seen eye to eye, have they?
I've no idea. And now slow down.
Look, I'm sorry to go on about
it. We're almost there.
It's such a tragedy.
Yes, I know.
For the first time in years, we get our hands on a really top-class player, and he defects to the opposition.
Now, he's said to use the side door. Musgrave, that was his name. How could I forget Musgrave? Now, did you bring that screwdriver?
I thought you got the keys.
I have.
So what do you want a screwdriver for?
Come inside and I'll show you. Oh, and don't forget the torch. Don't suppose there's any electricity.
What about this bucket?
No, you can leave that in the car for now.
Okay.
Oh, it's stuck.
I need a hand.
No. It's all right. Come on. In you go. Oh, dear.
What an appalling smell.
Combination of stale beer and decay.
Take my handkerchief.
Oh, thank you. Ooh, let's try not to stir up too much dust.
Bit of a tall order in here.
Oh. Now, this is what I want to look at first.
What?
The staircase. If you just bring the torch over.
Well, that's not very interesting.
Give me the screwdriver.
What for?
Just give it to me.
Right.
Now, look. These
are plywood panels. And if I can just...
No, Lindy, you can't do that. You're supposed to be having a look, not ripping the place apart.
That's it. Oh. Now, let's see.
Good grief.
Give me the torch, Lindy. Robert.
This is illegal.
I think we're in luck. Yes. You see? Original mahogany posts. They hadn't even been painted.
So suggested it to Kieran. You remember Kieran?
Blonde?
Yeah.
Bolt through his eyebrows.
Well, it's not just his eyebrow, Mum. He's got them everywhere. Like in
I don't need to know.
But he is a brilliant DJ. He's the best. He's into this, like, global funk.
Global funk?
So I said to him, does he fancy doing a session upstairs? And he jumped at it.
Oh, great. Can you show me over that crate?
This one?
Yeah, top.
And then Barney was, like, earwigging.
Barney? I met him.
Her? No, I don't think so. She's a bit weird. Anyway, she says, can she do a set? And before I know it, I've got, like, half a dozen of them. And if all of them just bring their mates, we'll have 40, 50 people.
Great!
Oh, I've sort of roughed out a flyer. Here.
Well, let's have a look. Comprehension? Oh, what's that then?
Well, let's call it something.
That's not a kind of music.
No, it's just the name.
Upstairs at the Bull. It looks like an email address.
Oh, I thought it was more, you know,
hip.
If you like.
Well, what's Sid'll have to say about that? So, when was you thinking of doing it?
Well, I thought maybe 3 weeks' time.
Ah.
What?
I'm going to be away.
Away? Where are you going?
Well, you remember when my Aunt Barb's died and I left that bit of money to me and Nicky?
Yeah.
I decided to spend it.
What, on a holiday?
Not exactly. I'm going to have my eyes done.
What?
Well, both you and Sid have been going on about how haggard I'm looking.
I never said a word.
You did.
When?
Last week.
I never.
I asked you if you thought I look old and tired, didn't you?
I said no.
You had to think about it, though, didn't you?
Mum, you are 40, whatever.
Well, tell the world, why don't you?
You've got to expect a bit of, you know...
Slippage?
Things getting a bit...
Slack?
You've just got to accept it.
Why?
Well...
Why can't I do something about it? I mean, why is having your eyes lifted any different from having your hair dyed?
Mum, we're talking about someone sticking a sharp knife in your face.
Well, is that any worse than your mate Kieran having metal bars stuck through his eyebrow?
Hello there.
Oh, Neil! You're early this evening.
Yeah,
I think it's totally gross.
Not in front of Neil.
I just wanted to let you know how we did yesterday.
The tug of war?
Yeah, we collected just under £590.
Oh, blimey.
And we haven't got all the sponsorship money in yet. That's going to bring it up to nearly £700.
That is amazing. Mm.
Plus, Alan got £60 off Kenton.
I heard he was running a book.
Yeah, got a nerve, hasn't he? Anyway, with the Beetle Drive and so on, that means we're 3/4 of the way to our new bell ropes. And Alan reckons he can talk the PCC into coughing up the rest.
Oh, that's better.
You're not going to clean the whole thing, are you?
Look at the colours in that.
Yes, very nice.
That blue.
Can we go home?
It's almost aquamarine. Can you imagine the sun shining through that?
I think you'll find it faces north.
Oh, glorious. I can't believe that Sean and Peter let it get into this state.
You can't blame them. The place has been boarded up for how many years?
But this isn't just dirt, Robert. This is decades of tobacco smoke and neglect. Look at this cloth. Oh. They obviously didn't appreciate what treasures they had.
Can we go now?
What's the hurry?
Well, I thought you wanted to work on Christmas Carol this evening.
I was only going to put some flyers through letterboxes.
Well, then.
Try and encourage a few more people to audition.
Well, you don't want to be doing that in the dark.
Oh, well. At least one can get an idea of what the window will be like. If you stand back here...
What?
Come here a minute, Robert.
Why?
Now, just look back. And imagine you were the architect of this place.
What, the original architect?
Yes. You put a glorious stained glass window on one side of the fireplace.
Yeah.
And what do you put on the other?
Well, personally, I put a matching window.
Exactly. Where's that screwdriver?
No, Linda.
I bet there was originally another window.
You are not going to go banging holes in that wall.
I'm only going to knock just to see if there's a hollow space. Tell
tell you.
Very interesting, but can
that's
you
only
please...
plasterboard.
No, Linda, stop it. We're going home now.
She's very worried about Phoebe.
Betty is. Why?
Well, she started playing up.
Playing up?
Oh, you know, answering back, not doing as she's told. I'm afraid it's Christopher's influence.
What?
On Phoebe. I mean, he's always round Willow Farm these days.
So are we.
Yes, but we don't answer back, do we? He does.
Only when you nag him about doing his A-levels.
I haven't mentioned that for weeks.
You haven't given up, though, have you?
I won't pretend I'm not disappointed, but I'm not going to go on about it.
Oh, good.
You haven't made much progress, have you?
What?
With those bricks. You're hardly any further on.
You want it to look perfect, don't you?
Yes, of course.
Well, this is the outer skin of the house, a bit that shows. If I get a brick out of alignment, you'll be noticing it for the rest of your life.
I know.
So I've got to take the time to get it right.
This rate, you'll still be laying bricks come Christmas.
Oh, I've only just started, Susan. I'm sure I'll speed up a bit when I get into the swing of it.
I hope so.
And Mike's going to be helping for the rest of the week.
Good evening.
Oh, Lord.
Hello, Linda.
That's a very neat job you're doing, Neil.
Thank you. Not an unsightly blot, then.
Now, Neil, let's let bygones be bygones, shall we?
What can we do for you?
Well, I was just going to drop one of these off. It's a notice about the auditions for A Christmas Carol.
Oh, I don't think we're going to have time this year.
I certainly won't.
But, Neil, you are the bedrock of our stage management.
All I ever do is fetch and carry.
And you, Susan, after your triumph as the Virgin Mary.
Oh, well, wasn't that good?
No, no, please don't put yourself down. The mystery plays would not have been the moving experience they were without your exquisitely judged performance at the heart of them.
Well, it's very kind of you to say so.
And when I was imagining my ideal cast for Christmas Carol and thinking, who could play Mrs. Cratchit?
Me?
At least say you'll audition for me, Susan.
Didn't you ever see that film where they slice through an eyeball?
Oh, shut up.
Well, you've got to think about it, Mum. Somebody cutting into your flesh.
I may not be mine, Fallon, and now you can say it's going to change it.
Well, you really think that people aren't going to notice?
Well, as long as you don't go telling them.
Well, so what am I supposed to say?
Oh, that I've gone to look after an elderly aunt.
You haven't got an elderly aunt?
Who's having a hip operation? Evening, Robert.
Hello.
Except Auntie Babs and she's dead.
Shut up. Pint, is it?
Yeah, please.
Right. What's that in your hair?
Oh, cobweb, probably. Where?
There.
Yeah, yeah.
Ew.
Linda dragged me around to the Cat and Fiddle earlier this evening.
Oh, she's very fired up about it all, isn't she? You can see that at the lawn.
Yes, unfortunately.
Oh, why do you say that?
The place is such a mess. Linda gets very excited by the odd bit of stained glass or carved mahogany. But the work it'll need.
Well, if anyone can get it done, Linda can. That's £2.30, please.
Is Sid around?
He'll be back about 9, gone down the gym.
Uh-huh.
Can I give him a message?
No, no, it's just about the cricket.
Hello. Oh, Susan. Oh, Neil, you're back.
Yeah, can't do any more on the house tonight.
Evening.
Oh, hello, Robert.
What do you have?
Oh, half a lager, please.
And a pint of Shires for me, please.
We've just been chatting to Linda.
About the Christmas show?
Yeah.
You getting involved this year, Fallon?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you must. You did such a brilliant job with the music last year.
Oh, thanks, but...
And think of the sound effects in A Christmas Carol.
They'll probably be needed here. Why? Well, you're away, looking after your elderly aunt.
What?
Oh, it's nothing.
So, what do you think about Adam going to Darrington?
Me?
Well, it's a shame, but with things being, you know, the way they are... With Sid, you mean?
A lager, did you say, Sid?
Oh, yes, please.
On its way.
Thanks.
All very well, but I can't help thinking it'd make more sense for Sid to step down...
What?
..than for us to lose Adam.
Sid, step down. I'll be the day.
I'd like to talk to Neil about it, but he's so preoccupied with his house at the moment.
Shh. What? I thought I had...
Is Helen awake, do you know?
I've no idea.
Perhaps I should take her a cup of tea.
Mum!
But if she's overslept and she's late for work, she'll blame me.
Leave her alone.
I just thought...
She's agreed to go back to the clinic this afternoon. She's going to be really on edge today.
I know, you're right.
So just behave normally.
Do you want some more toast?
Yeah, why not?
Morning.
Oh, you're awake.
Obviously.
I just thought... Morning. I didn't hear you moving about.
Yeah, well, some of us don't clomp around like a herd of buffalo. Any tea in the pot?
Yes, it should still be hot. Do you want me to pour?
Nope, I can manage, thank you.
You were going to put some more toast on for me, Mum?
Oh, yes, sorry.
I really don't like leaving Kirsty to look after the shop again. It's not fair on her.
She doesn't mind.
And you know that for a fact, do you?
Well, she's said so often enough.
Well, of course she says she doesn't mind. But she feels like we're taking advantage.
She'd tell me if she did.
Look, there's really no point arguing about what Kirsty might or might
not... I'm not arguing.
Morning.
Oh, Tony.
Morning, Dad.
Morning.
I'm just doing some toast for Tom. Shall I put a slice on for you?
Oh, yes, thanks.
So, has old Ruby had her calf yet?
No. I thought she'd drop it last night, but still no sign.
Do you want me to keep an eye on her?
Well, if you could do a couple of hours this afternoon... Just
one. Not this afternoon. I'm taking Helen.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
So, how's the sausage empire going, Tom? Made any more progress?
Not really, no.
Kirsty said you want to look at some new premises.
Yeah.
New premises?
Well, there's no room for expansion in our Sawyer's Farm unit.
So, where?
It's all a bit hypothetical at the moment. Like I said, I really need to talk to Neil before I do anything, but all he can think about at the moment is bricks and mortar.
Well, I think you should go for it.
Do you?
Reach for the stars.
But you don't want to wear with
stress. It's amazing what you can achieve when you put your mind to it.
Jolene was trying to get me to volunteer for this Christmas show.
Jolene was?
I thought Linda was directing.
Yeah, she is. More coffee?
I didn't know if she was pulling my leg or not. No more for me, thanks.
I'll have some.
She said it was traditional that newcomers to the village had to be in the Christmas show.
Oh, yeah. Old Ambridge tradition.
Seriously?
Yeah. No, you've got to do a turn. You know, sing a song... Do a dance.
Don't listen to him, Sam.
I know. Ghost of Christmas yet to come arrives by snowboard.
Very Dickensian.
Hey, have you recovered yet from the snowboarding?
Oh, knees are still a bit stiff.
You should see him first thing in the morning.
But you enjoyed it, though.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
I'll get it.
So, do you two ever get involved in these Christmas shows?
I did once.
Oh,
Babes in the Wood. I can't for the life of me remember how I got talked into it. But once was enough for me. A small amount of Linda Snell goes a very long way.
Yeah, I met her husband last night.
Robert?
Yeah, in the pub. She's a nice bloke.
Yeah, it's one of life's great mysteries how he puts up with her.
He appears to be trying to organise some kind of coup against Sid.
Oh, yeah, Bert's been on at me already this morning. Will I talk to Alistair?
Alistair?
He's team captain. The idea is that he should persuade Sid to step down so that Adam won't go to Darrington.
Right.
But I don't suppose for a moment that Sid'll listen.
Yeah, nobody in the pub believes he'll go without a fight.
Hey, you don't play cricket, do you, son?
Nah, not really, no.
Hang on, when you say not really...
Well, I played a bit at school, but I've no great talent.
Well, the same could be said of most of the Ambridge team.
That's a bit sort of... Well, there's a lot of standing round in cricket, isn't there?
That's one way of looking at it, I suppose.
Yeah, I prefer things that are a bit more, physical.
What, dangerous sports, you mean, like snowboarding?
Like to set myself a personal challenge? You know, like...
like milking 150 cows in 2 hours?
Yeah, that sort of thing. Talking of cows, I'd better get back out. There's a couple just about ready to drop their calves.
Ruth, what's the matter?
Mick Wilson.
Who?
You know, he's in the milk co-op.
Oh, Mick, yeah. What about him?
He's just heard about me resigning from the committee.
Oh.
And he called me a traitor.
What?
Said taking Brookfield out of the co-op was a gross act of betrayal.
Oh, come on.
Makes the co-op that much weaker. And I've let everyone down.
Oh, come here, love.
I'll be outside.
Who cares what old Mick Wilson thinks?
I do.
I just hope Emma's coping all right. There ain't room to swing a cat in Rose's house. Mind you, she should be used to that.
Yeah, that caravan.
I was thinking Rory Williams' little flat. And let's face it, number one, the green weren't exactly huge.
No.
But I dare say they're finding Yarmouth pretty dull after Mexico.
and chilly. I hope she's got a warm woolly with her. William said it was 32 degrees in Cancun. That's like 90 in old money, isn't it? Pass us over that jug and I'll wash it up. Pat, Do you pass me that jug? I'll wash it up.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Anyway, they'll be home next weekend. Oh, and I'll tell you, I'll be glad to see him back. George.
George?
Think he's found it a bit much coping on his own.
Was he?
Some of them pheasants come in our garden again last night. Weird looking things they are. You seen them?
Yeah, Tom was saying.
Do you want me to do that?
What?
Finish them lids.
Oh, no, it's okay.
I'm just off now, Mum.
Oh, okay. You will ring, won't you? Just as soon as you get to the hospital.
Well, I wasn't going to.
Please, just to let me know that she's... I mean, wait till she's in with the doctor. Don't let her...
Just keep your fingers crossed that she hasn't changed her mind.
Oh, don't say that.
See you later.
Yeah, bye.
She'll be all right.
Oh, Clary.
They'll sort her out, this clinic.
Wish I could believe that.
They'll know what to do.
Yes, but she's got to want to be helped, and she doesn't. She wasn't going to go back after last week. We had this terrible row, and she's only going because Tom talked her into it.
At least she's going. It's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, I suppose.
Oh, I just can't begin to understand. The idea... I mean, I've spent half my life on one diet or another, trying not to eat. Hopeless. I just ain't got the willpower. How anyone can, you know...
Anyway.
Yeah.
Any news of Ed?
Yeah, he rang last night. Only to remind me about his birthday, as if I could forget.
That's soon, is it?
Week tomorrow. He'll be 20. Can't believe it.
Hiya.
Oh. Hi.
You sound surprised.
What?
To see me.
What makes you say that?
You just sounded... You haven't forgotten, have you?
Of course I haven't forgotten.
Oh, okay. Well,
I
shall
really can think of so many better ways of spending the afternoon. I don't know why I agreed to do this.
It'll keep Mum off your back.
Well, that's that, I suppose.
Are you okay?
Of course. Why?
You look a bit white.
What?
Shall we go? Get there in good time.
Well, we can't.
Ed, you promised
me. I can't
me.
Leave the shop, Tom.
Kirsty can manage.
Well, she's not back from lunch.
Oh. Oh, right, sorry.
You didn't even notice, did you?
Well, I thought she'd
How long
be...
have you two been going out?
Out the back or something.
You're early.
I did say half past.
Well, you just have to wait.
Fine.
It only takes 10 minutes to get to the hospital.
Yeah, but we have to park.
Complete waste of time. You do realise that, don't you?
Helen!
What?
You don't know that.
Oh, yes, I do. I went last week, didn't I? Sat and listened while that dreary woman blathered on, not telling me anything I didn't know already.
Do you want to sit down for a minute?
I mean, this is what's so ironic, Tom. They talk to me about food. As if I don't know about it. As if I'm some ignorant teenager who doesn't understand. I know about food.
Helen, slow down.
I went to college and I studied food. I make food. I sell food for a living.
Helen, calm
down.
And
I bet I know about nutritional values and vitamins and trace elements more than any of those so-called experts
Helen, stop
do.
It.
But does that stop them?
Listen to me, Helen.
I mean, it really is a waste of their time and my time and everybody's time. I mean, talk about teaching your grandma.
Are you all right?
Yeah. No. Oh, Tom.
Helen. God. Helen, can you hear me? Helen, wake up! Oh, Helen, please! Oh, God, no. Helen? Oh, ambulance, please. Can you send an ambulance?
No. Come on, get your head in there.
Having trouble?
Oh, you know how it is. Most of them get the hang of it in a couple of minutes, but you get the occasional one. Now, come on, suck it off me finger. That's it. Now, head down. Oh, no! Don't you dare laugh.
No, I wouldn't dream of it.
You're not getting away with that, you little beggar. Come on, still plenty left in the bucket. Head down.
Well done.
It wasn't difficult at all, was it?
You've done the right thing, you know.
Sorry?
Leaving the milk co-op.
Oh, that.
I gather somebody had a bit of a go.
Yeah, Mick Wilson. He's only got 50 cows. And he was going to jack it in just about the time we set up the co-op. He said it made it worthwhile to carry on. I'll probably give up now.
Oh, just because you pulled out? Come off it.
I hope not.
It's not going to fall apart.
It's not just us leaving. There's others.
Yeah, bound to be.
There's two going for a direct supply contract.
Has he slagged them off as well, this Mick Wilson guy?
I don't know. Don't suppose so. It's the fact that I was on the committee.
You've got to think of your family.
I know.
The future of Brookfield.
That's what Usha said.
And she doesn't know one end of a cow from the other.
She does, really. She only pretends.
Hey, she's still miserable about that bloke of hers.
Well, yeah. Though I have persuaded her to come to Salsa this week. Have you finished? Oi, stop that!
Hey, pass me over the bucket.
Oh, thanks. I don't suppose you fancy coming along, do you?
Me?
Well, why not?
Well, not much of a dancer.
Neither's David.
But I'll try anything once.
Oh, talk of the devil.
Hiya. Everything all right?
Yeah, fine.
You'll be glad to know we still have a foursome for Salsa.
What?
Sam's going to come.
Oh, but I thought...
You thought you could get out of it, didn't you?
You ever done Salsa before?
Nope. But like I said, I'm really into dangerous sports.
I'd stick to snowboarding if I were you. Hello. Oh, hi, what can I... Slow down a minute, Tony. Just tell me what's happened.
Luckily, Tom was there. He called an ambulance. They've taken her to
Tony, Catherine, come on!
We don't know. We're just on our way now.
What are you doing?
So if you could do the milking for me... I'm just talking to David.
Well, hurry up!
And if you just put them back into the first paddock, you needn't bother walking...
Oh, never mind the wretched cows. Let's go!
I'm not leaving her.
No. I just thought... Well, there's no point in all of us staying.
Well, you go if you want to.
Now that she's stable.
Look at her, Tony. She's like a skeleton.
I know.
She barely seems to be breathing.
She's sleeping peacefully, Pat. And the doctor said...
I know. But I'm staying here.
Well, so am I. But I thought I'd take Tom to pick up his car, and then he might as well go home.
I thought she was going to die, Tony.
I know.
I really thought she was going to die.
Oh, I should have done this last week.
What is it?
Kate's birthday present. It'll be a miracle if this gets there in time.
Any coffee going, Ma?
No, you'll have to make your own, I'm afraid. I need to get to the post office. Is there a pen there by the phone?
Yeah. Here you go.
Oh, thanks. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Chris Mills phoned last night.
Oh, not again.
And wants to know if you've come to a decision yet.
No, I haven't. And if he thinks ringing me up every 5 minutes is going to help me decide, then he's sadly mistaken.
Adam, what's the matter?
Nothing.
You had an argument with Ian?
No, of course not.
Well, something's bothering you, isn't it?
Well, I just had a phone call. Do you remember Andrei, one of the Ukrainians?
Well, what about him?
He says I still owe him money.
But surely you paid them all before they went home.
Of course I did.
How much does he say you owe?
100-odd quid.
Well, can't you check?
Yeah, I can check. The accounts are on the computer. But it'll take me half the morning to plough through them all, and frankly, I've got better things to do.
I'll put the kettle on.
No, Mum, you get on.
No, it's all right. Wait, take a minute.
You heard anything from Tony?
No. I don't want to ring in case they're all asleep. Would I drop in and see Mum after I've been to the post office and see if she's got any more news?
Right, let's get you lot back out.
David?
Oh, hi. I didn't realise you were home.
I wasn't. I just popped back to pick up some things. You know, toothbrushes.
Right.
Pat and I both stayed with her.
How is she?
Well, Tom came back, but he's still asleep. She's... Well, she woke up this morning and immediately demanded to be brought home.
Oh, well, that's a good sign, isn't it?
Not really, no.
Oh.
We want her to stay there. Get some proper treatment.
Right. So, the reason that she collapsed...
She's been starving herself, basically. To the point of...
Yes.
There's nothing of her, David.
I know.
She's just skin and bone.
Well, give her our love, won't you?
Yes, yes, of course. Oh, is everything all right?
Yeah, cows are fine, no problem.
They weren't a couple due to calf.
No, one of them had a nice heifer, and I'm keeping an eye on the other one. Now, off you go.
Oh, who's that?
Oh, it looks like Ian from Grey Gables.
Oh, no, I forgot. I asked him to come.
Don't worry.
To talk about us supplying vegetables.
Yeah, I'll explain to him. You just go.
Oh, hang on, then. What day is it?
Wednesday.
Veg boxes. So,
listen, I'll talk to Tom about it when he wakes up. We'll sort it out, OK?
Morning.
Ian, I'm really sorry. I should have rung you.
Oh, let me guess. You're calling off our meeting?
We've had a bit of an emergency.
Helen's in hospital.
Oh, no. Is she OK?
Yeah, she... Well, no, not really.
Go on, Tony. You get back. Pat will be wondering what's happened to you.
Look, I'm sorry.
No, don't worry, don't worry. You go on, go on. And will you give Helen my love? So what happened?
Well, she collapsed yesterday afternoon in the shop. Tom was there, but he couldn't bring her round.
Oh, Lord.
So he called an ambulance.
Well, but she's okay.
Well, I don't know. Tony didn't sound particularly positive.
He didn't look too clever himself.
Well, he's been at the hospital all night. Don't suppose he got much sleep.
I mean, I have to say, I'm not entirely surprised.
About Helen?
Well, yeah, I mean, I thought the last time I saw her... I mean, how is that girl managing to stand upright?
It's terrible.
She's just faded away.
I know.
But she's asleep again now.
Thank goodness. She was getting herself into such a state, demanding to be taken home.
Oh, Pat.
Saying we can't make her stay if she doesn't want to.
What does the doctor say?
They want to keep her in for another night.
Well, that's something, I suppose.
He reckoned she hadn't eaten anything for at least 2 days.
What? Nothing at all?
And she was severely dehydrated. And he was very, very, very concerned about her state of mind.
Her state of mind?
Well, he could see. I mean, she obviously... She looks like death.
I know.
But she was insisting the whole time that she's fine, that she just fainted.
Did you tell him about, you know... Greg and everything?
Yes. Briefly. It's all in her notes, anyway. But he said... I mean, he said even before I told him about that, that she needs to see a psychiatrist.
And will they...
Yes. Yes, there's a duty psychiatrist who'll come down.
Oh, thank heavens.
I don't suppose it'll do any good.
Oh, now, come on, Pat. We've got to be positive about this.
She's still insisting she's fine. I'm so afraid they'll just... Well, they'll get her back on her feet, send her home, and we'll be back to square one.
Do you know how much Brian is paying Debbie?
I've no idea. Why?
A lot more than he's paying me.
What?
Yeah, I've just spent 2 hours trawling through the farm accounts, trying to find Andrew's missing 100, which, incidentally, is a fantasy. He's had every penny he's entitled to.
Well, that's something, I suppose.
Yeah, but what do I find? That I'm the one who's being underpaid.
Darling, surely you agreed with Brian what you should be getting.
Yeah, and I assumed it was the rate for the job. But now I discover he's paying Debbie $5,000 a year, more than me.
5,000? Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure.
Well... I don't know what to say, darling.
How about he's ripping me off?
Well, it certainly doesn't seem very fair. You'd better talk to him.
I'm not sure that I want to.
Oh, look, I'll get it.
I'm not sure I want it spelled out to me how much less valuable I am to the farm than Debbie.
Hello. Hello, Ian. How are you? Well, he's right here. Hold on, I'll pass you over. It's Ian.
Thanks. Hi. Oh, no, Ian, don't say that, please.
Oh, dear.
That was the one bright spot in my week. I'm so looking forward to it. Oh, there's someone at the door.
Don't worry, I'll go.
So how long's that going to take?
Hello.
Hello, David. Come on in.
Well, I can't really stop. But...
So what are you saying?
Oh, sorry, I didn't realise you were...
Look, I've got to go. I'll talk to you later. Hi.
Oh, sorry to interrupt.
No, it's OK.
Bad news?
Well, Ian and I were having a day out on Friday, and now he's called it off.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, the sous chef has gone walkabout or something. Anyway, what can we do for you?
Well, I wondered if, Oh, you have heard, haven't you, about Helen?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Mum called us last night to tell us what had happened, and she said Pat rang this morning, but wasn't very reassuring.
No, I saw Tony briefly.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I was round there doing the milking, and he popped home to pick up some stuff, but he was not exactly... Well, I mean, he was obviously in a bit of a state problem.
Is there anything we can do?
Well, that's why I'm here, actually. We've just about got everything covered. Neil's seeing to the pigs, obviously.
Where's Tom?
He's back home, but he was still asleep when I left. And Clary says that she's okay in the dairy, but there's no one to drive the van, and there's a load of deliveries to go out tomorrow.
Well, you can do that, can't you, Adam?
Not tomorrow, no.
Well, why not?
My day for college.
Oh, look, don't worry. Debbie'll do it, I'm sure.
Well, I suppose I could.
Well, actually, Debbie's supposed to be drilling over at Brookfield.
Well, then Jeff or Andy can do it. Look, don't worry, we'll find someone.
And you say she's been to the eating disorders unit?
Yes, but it was all a bit of a disaster. She didn't want to go, and she was very, you know, antagonistic.
She was supposed to go again yesterday.
We had a row. It was very upsetting.
Our son was taking her, but then this happened.
I wonder if that's what caused it.
What?
Well, the other doctor said she'd stopped eating completely. I wondered if that... Maybe it was my fault, trying to force her to go.
You mustn't blame yourself.
No, I didn't mean... I just wondered.
Her mental state is clearly very fragile.
She just won't admit there's anything wrong.
No.
Or that she needs help.
The medical staff want to keep her under observation for another night. And then I think the best thing is for me to have her admitted to the psychiatric ward.
No.
Pat.
That won't work.
We've got to give it a try.
But she'll hate it. She won't agree. And if we get her there, she'll just walk out. Believe me, I know my daughter.
I'm just having one of those days. Everything that can possibly go wrong.
To me, Councilman, Friday was the last straw.
Oh, no, the last straw was just now. I was walking around from the car park and I got ambushed by Linda Snell.
Don't tell me. She wants you to be in her play?
How did you guess?
She had a go at me.
You're joking.
Yeah, as if I can just drop everything of an evening.
I've told her so many times, acting is just not my thing.
Ah, shame. You'd make a gorgeous Tiny Tim.
Shut up.
Is there any news of Helen?
She's still in hospital, that's all we know.
Well, it's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, someone like that. I mean, she's a lovely girl, got so much going for her.
I know. Rather puts my troubles into perspective.
Look, Adam, I'm sorry about Friday.
Oh, it's okay.
It's just, you know, Vincenzo was supposed to be covering lunch today and he was 40 minutes late, by which time I'd had the takeover.
So you fired him?
I had no choice. I was so looking forward to a day out with you tramping through the Hassett Hills.
So was I.
I could tell on the phone you were a bit hacked off.
Yeah, but that wasn't your fault.
It makes a change.
No, I just discovered Brian's paying Debbie $5,000 a year more than me.
He's not.
Oh, yes, he is.
Well, that's not very fair.
Understatement of the year.
There's a clinic near Felpersham. I've been to see it. My son drove me over.
You mean the Wellborough?
I think if we could get Helen in there...
She'd have to be referred. Well,
can't you do that?
I'm afraid not.
Well, so who can? How can we get her referred? I'm sure if we could just get her there, take her inside, let her see the place...
Helen can't go anywhere, I'm afraid, until she's been assessed by a psychiatrist from the Eating Disorders Unit.
But she went there last week.
Yes, you said.
It didn't do any good.
Hang on, Tony.
She rejected it.
Are you saying that is our only option?
If you want to get her into the Wellborough, yes.
She's got to see a psychiatrist from the Eating Disorders Unit.
That's right.
And this psychiatrist can come here?
Yes, quite easily.
OK. Will you organise that then, please?
If you think Helen will consent...
She will. She will consent.
But, Pat...
Just make the appointment and leave Helen to me.
So she's still in Borchester General?
At the moment, yes. But she's going to this clinic.
Where she went last week?
No. That was the unit attached to the hospital. This is a residential clinic near Felpersham.
Oh. When's she going there?
Today.
Oh, wow, that's good. I thought they'd be waiting this as long as your arm.
I think they were lucky. Not everyone has a place like that to hand.
I see.
And they were very, very persistent. Tony said Pat was quite magnificent, simply would not take no for an answer.
Well, if your daughter's very nearly died, you would fight
tooth and nail.
Yeah.
But I thought the problem was Helen, that she won't accept help.
I gather they had quite a battle. Helen was insisting all along that she wanted to go home, that she could sort things out on her own.
Still?
But the practitioner from the unit said they simply couldn't let her go home because her... what do they call it? Body mass?
Her body mass index.
That's it. Her body mass index was dangerously low. So either she went to this place as a voluntary patient or...
And she agreed?
Eventually. Poor Pat was in shreds, apparently.
Oh, I suppose I should thank my lucky stars that my girls all had such healthy appetites.
I seem to remember Kate giving you some pretty anxious times.
Yes, Mum, but never about food.
Anyway, Tony said they'd probably be home about one, so I'm going to go over and make some lunch for them. I don't suppose they've had a proper meal in days.
No, much sleep, I should imagine. Well, you will give them my love, won't you?
Yes, of course.
And if there's anything we can do, we're sending Jeff over to help with the dairy deliveries.
Oh, everyone's rallied round quite splendidly. Anyway, I must go. I'll ring you later.
Oh, all right, Mum, and, well, thanks for letting us know. Yeah, bye, Gran.
Bye, dear.
Oh, Debbie. Poor Helen. Oh, yeah. Let's hope she turns the corner. Do you want some more coffee? Oh, no, no. Now I've got my meeting with Dad and Adam in 5 minutes. Oh. Have you? Has Adam said anything to you? How do you mean? Well, since yesterday. No, I've hardly seen him. Oh. Why? Well, it's just... Did you know that Brian's paying you more than Adam? What? $5,000 a year more. No. Yes. He didn't know either. He found out quite by accident. Well, I suppose I should be flattered. I think Adam's rather annoyed.
We can sit here. I'm perfectly capable of standing up.
Well, I'm not. I'm shattered.
You should have gone home last night, I told you.
Oh, come on, let's sit down.
Okay.
Dad'll probably be ages. Car's parked way over the other side somewhere.
So, where is this place you're taking me?
Felpisham.
I know that.
Victoria Park.
Where?
Well, if you walked through the shopping mall away from the cathedral and kept going for about a mile and a half...
Right.
It's very nice.
Yeah, so you keep saying.
Quiet. The park's just across the road.
Bus service?
What?
In case I need to make a quick getaway.
Helen.
Joke, Mum.
Oh.
Sorry. Didn't mean it. I will try and... You know.
I know you will.
And I'm sorry about the last few days. I'm sure you had better things to do.
No, I didn't.
Sitting around in a hospital.
You are the most important thing in the world to me, you and Tom and your dad.
Made a bit of a mess of things, haven't I?
It doesn't matter.
Of course it matters.
No, I didn't mean that.
I don't know if I can... if I can stop.
You'll find a way.
I'd rather just... you know... I'm making no promises about this place.
No, I know.
If it's anything like that clinic at the hospital.
No. It's nothing like that.
With weighing you and measuring and prodding and probing. I couldn't stand all that.
And it won't just be you. There are other patients... other girls.
Yeah, probably all about 13.
They'll understand.
How can they possibly?
Understand how difficult this is for you.
No, nobody can understand. Oh, look, here comes Dad.
But you'll give it a try?
Yes. Okay. I'm going to try.
I have to leave on the dot of 20 past.
Yes,
it doesn't take that long to get to Felpisham.
Took me the best part of an hour last week. The traffic's awful at this time of the morning.
Well, we could have had our meeting tomorrow if you hadn't been gallivanting off into the hills.
Yeah, well, I'm not going now.
Not going?
Ian's had to cancel. His sous chef has let him down.
Probably a good thing.
What?
That you're not having that day off.
Why?
We're a bit short-handed this week. Jeff's helping over at Bridge Farm.
So you think I should cancel my course, do you?
No.
Forget about management and accept my lot as a humble
Look,
tractor
all
driver.
All I said
now,
was,
tractor
Adam,
drivers on this farm do not earn anything like $1,600 a month. I mean, that's what's making you so ratty, isn't it? You found out that Debbie's earning more than you.
Mum told you.
Of course.
Well, it does strike me as grossly unfair.
Really?
Yeah.
How about you, Debbie?
I couldn't possibly comment.
What, you think you're worth more than me?
No, I didn't say
that. No. Look, when Debbie came back from France, I put her on the salary she was on before she left.
And as far as I knew, you were on the same.
Whereas when you arrived back from Africa, well, let's say, you needed to catch up a bit.
That was 18 months ago.
As I recall, you were jolly grateful when I put you on the payroll.
Yes, I was, I admit it. In those first few months, I was on a pretty steep learning curve. But now, there's nothing she does that I can't.
I don't feel the need to take a day off every week to brush up my management
skills. I brought in new enterprises, the strawberries, direct marketing, the venison.
Okay, which is why I've decided to up your money.
What?
Put you on a par with Debbie.
Oh.
Because that's all you've got to say.
Thank you. That's very generous of you.
All right with you?
Yeah, of course.
Well, just bear this in mind, both of you. As things stand, the farm really can't sustain three salaries.
So why are
As
you...
As a gesture of faith, Debbie, I have confidence in the pair of you.
To do what?
Well, what we need is a substantial improvement in farm income. So I'm relying on you both to deliver it.
How?
Well, that's up to you, isn't it? It's got to be done. So the two of you are really going to have to sharpen up your act. I expect you to set this farm buzzing.
Oh, it's just such bliss to be out in the fresh air.
Well, after being stuck in that hospital.
Oh, it reminded me of school.
Are you sure you won't have something to eat?
No.
No, this is all I want.
A proper cup of tea that doesn't come out of a machine. Oh, that is heavenly.
You look exhausted.
I feel it.
You should go and lie down.
Later. I better make sure everything's okay in the dairy.
I told you, it's all taken care of.
Clary must have been working her socks off.
She's put in a bit of overtime, yes.
Poor Clary. Still, she'll be glad of the money.
So there's no need for you to worry. All right.
To be honest, I can't bring myself to care much about yoghurt at the moment.
No. So, Helen settled in all right, did she?
I didn't say a word.
But it's what you were thinking.
Oh, so you can read my mind now, can you?
You think you're worth more than Helen.
Oh, do stop it,
No, I just think it's a strange time to be upping his salary when you're losing him one day a week to this management course.
Doing the course is a demonstration of his commitment to the farm, Debbie.
Oh, should I do a course then?
I don't think you need it.
Well, it might give me a few ideas. You know, how to get the farm buzzing.
When Adam comes home, will you tell him to call Chris Mills?
Oh, him.
He's pestering Adam for a decision. He's rang about 6 times this week.
I was talking to David yesterday. He said the rest of the team have all ganged up on Sid.
What?
They're going to try and talk him into stepping down.
That's a bit of a vain hope, isn't it?
So Adam won't have to go to Darrington.
Sid's run that team for a very long time.
Anyway, I must get on. Lovely lunch, Mum.
Oh, darling, won't you have some more pie?
Oh, no, thanks.
When will you finish over at Brookfield?
Tomorrow, I hope. May have to carry on into Saturday.
Do you want Adam to lend you a hand?
No.
Only since this jaunt with Loverboy's been called off.
Oh, yes, poor Adam. He's so disappointed.
You could rope him in to help, if you like.
Oh, I should be okay. He's got enough on. And besides, there's his cricketing future to be sorted out. That's bound to take a while.
Debbie!
Leave the drilling to me, Dad. I'll get it done.
What are you laughing at?
Oh, Debbie. You wind her up and off she goes.
Do you mean?
She's a bit miffed, isn't she, that I've upped Adam's salary?
Of course not. It's only fair.
If you say so.
I'm not sure you chose the right time to do it.
We found out.
Yes,
but forced my hand a bit.
Well, they're both... Well, I don't know. There never used to be this edge to their relationship. They seem to be getting so...
Competitive?
Yes.
Good, isn't it?
You haven't mentioned how much all this is going to cost.
All what?
This clinic.
Oh, no. No, she got an NHS bed.
Really?
Yes. We were incredibly lucky.
I would willingly have helped pay for her to go private.
I know you would. But it costs a huge amount, Peggy. And as it is...
Well, that really is very fortunate.
I'm just praying she stays.
More tea?
Thanks. All the way there in the car, she was insisting on her right to walk out if she didn't like it. But when we got there, it's just so different from the hospital. It's got a lovely atmosphere, very calm.
And Helen was all right?
Almost as soon as we got there, this other girl came up to her.
What, a patient?
Yes. And she took Helen to sit on this sofa and they were chatting away like old friends.
Oh, that sounds promising.
Yes. And then later on, after we'd, you know, done all the paperwork, we met her key worker.
What's a key worker?
The person who'll be looking after her case. He seemed very nice.
A man?
Yes, he looked terribly young to me. Helen seemed to like him all right. At least she wasn't rude and aggressive like she was with the people at the hospital.
Good.
And then we had to leave her there. Just walk away, Peggy. And they've encouraged us to limit our visits.
Why?
For the first week. Let her settle in, I suppose. Which is probably a good thing. There's going to be so much catching up to do here.
I told you, you don't have to worry.
I know David's been doing the milking.
And Neil's put in a lot of extra time. He's even helping to pack the sausages today.
But what about his house?
Tom could see to the young stock. Oh. And Clary's kept the dairy ticking over.
I know.
And Jeff came over from Home Farm to do your deliveries today.
Oh, Peggy.
So I think you'll find everything's pretty much up to date.
Everyone is so kind.
Yes, they are.
How are we ever going to repay them?
Pat, dear, all anyone wants is to see Helen well and happy again.
Hang on. Oh,
hi.
David.
I didn't wake you up, did I?
No. Come on in. I was just making a cup of tea. Do you want one?
No, I won't stop. I just wondered, how are things?
Well, Helen is... She's in this clinic.
Yeah, I heard.
And she seems to be... I was going to say happy, but...
Oh, I know what you mean.
She's there, anyway.
Oh, good. And how's Pat?
Oh, still in bed. Neither of us have had much sleep.
Well, listen, there's no need to worry about the farm.
I can't thank you enough, David.
No, forget it. Do you want me to milk this evening?
No, we'll be fine now. Thanks.
Tony, are you good? Oh, hello.
Oh, morning.
Excuse the dressing gown.
Oh, no, it's okay.
I'm just going to bring you a cup of tea.
Oh.
Well, I'd better get going. I just wanted to, you know...
Thanks for everything, David.
Oh, look, you don't have to... I know you'd do the same for me.
Oh, yes. Just pray you never have to go through anything like this.
Oh, I do. I keep imagining if Pip... Well, I suppose it's the same for anyone who's got a daughter.
Just make sure you give Pip lots of praise.
Oh, I do.
And not just about the way she looks.
No.
Everything she does that's good.
Yes. Anyway, must get on. I should go back to bed if I were you.
Thanks again, David.
See ya.
Bye.
How's the house?
You see that little bit of wall in the corner there?
Yeah.
That is all I've done this entire week.
Ah, well, it's going to take you a while, isn't it?
Susan says I'm still going to be bricklaying come Christmas at this rate. Can I just get to that trough?
Oh, sorry.
At least we had one bit of good news this morning.
Oh, yes?
Christopher got a letter saying he's passed his forging certificate.
This is to do with his training?
Yeah, for being a farrier, yeah. Can't apply for the college course till you get this certificate.
Well done, Christopher.
Thrilled to bits, he is.
I bet.
Just wish his mother could muster a bit more enthusiasm.
Oh, Susan's not keen.
She wanted him to stay on at school.
Well, he'll be a rich man once he's qualified.
I don't know about rich. Oh,
you should talk to Shula. She's always going on about the astronomical amount of money goes on farrier's bills.
Really?
Yeah. Ronnie's probably got a second home in the Bahamas.
Mm. Oh, by the way, has anyone spoken to you about Adam?
Practically the entire cricket team.
Only Robert Snell suggested...
Yeah, I know. I've been putting it off.
You're going to do it, then?
Yeah, I'll talk to Sid. But I reckon the chances of him stepping graciously aside are less than zero.
We'll make a dancer of you yet.
I don't think so.
Sam took to it like a duck to water.
Yeah, I've gone right off, Sam.
You're just jealous.
There's me thinking this young fella's a man after my own heart. You know, a nice, solid, down-to-earth herdsman.
Come on. One more time.
It turns out to be blooming twinkle toes.
Just to make sure you remember, OK? Ready? One, two, three, tap. One, two, three, tap. And left foot.
Oh, Elizabeth distracted me.
Well,
What's all this? I'm dancing.
We went to salsa last night.
Oh, was this with Usha?
Yeah, and Sam came to make up the foursome.
And show me up rotten.
Not difficult. How is Usha?
Oh, you know, putting on a brave face. Yeah.
You're lining Sam up as a replacement.
For a shoot, fat chance.
He's a bit young for Usha.
Anyway, what are you doing here?
Escaping.
What, from Julia?
Well, have a seat. Do you want some coffee? It's just me.
Yeah, thanks. I told you, didn't I, how she keeps elbowing us out of the office so she can run her fan club?
Yeah, you said.
Yeah, well, now she's co-opted the children.
Weren't they fans already?
Well, they are inexplicably fond of her.
No, they'll grow out of it.
She's had this rubber stamp made, a facsimile of her signature, because her wrist got tired signing all the autographs. So now she's got Lily and Freddie doing it for her.
What, signing autographs?
She's got a huge pile of photographs of her looking young and glamorous, and the kids have to stamp them with the signature.
Well, that should keep them quiet.
Maybe, but I do resent having my children brainwashed.
Why, what's she telling them?
Oh, that they are exceptionally privileged to have such a beautiful and famous grandmother. And I started to think she was Greta Garbo.
Well, that's fairly harmless, isn't it?
Yeah, whereas my side of the family are all peasants.
I'm proud of it. Hey, I'll tell you what, though.
What?
Well, Mum may have only been a farmer's wife, but when she was young, she was just as beautiful as Julia.
Yeah, she was a stunner, wasn't she?
Haven't you got a copy of that picture?
What picture?
Well, it's a portrait of her when she was, I don't know, 20-something?
I don't think so.
It's in the sitting room on the mantelpiece.
Borrow it, if you like. Put Julia's nose out of joint a bit.
Excellent.
I mean, here we are. In the running for Midlands Pub of the Year, and she's walking out on me.
Who?
Jolene, of course.
Oh, is she?
For 2 whole weeks.
Oh.
And the pub is going to be without its number one asset. But does she care?
Holiday.
What? No. No, she's got this daft notion into her head that...
What?
Well, it's just something she... Well, she's got this old aunt, you see. Point, was it?
No, just a half, thanks, Sid. I can't stop.
You're right.
I, just wanted to have a word, actually.
All right.
About, well, I don't know if you know, but Chris Mills has approached Adam about possibly joining Darrington.
Yes, I heard.
Well, a lot of the team are a bit,
Is he going to go?
Oh, he's thinking about it. But a lot of the Ambridge players are pretty unhappy.
That's his decision, isn't it? Nothing to do with the rest of us.
That's not entirely true, is it?
Well, now for sure.
I mean, we all know why he's going, if he's going.
£1.15, please.
And it seems such a waste. I mean, he's the best player we've had in a long time.
Well, he's not without talent, I admit.
He's invaluable.
Yeah, no, wouldn't go that far.
And it just seems a terrible shame that personal feelings have got in the way of sportsmanship.
Talk to him about that.
I thought I should talk to you first.
The quarrel was never of my making, Alistair. I keep my feelings to myself.
Well...
I mean, you can't run a place like this if you let personal antagonism get the better of you.
Yeah, it would be difficult, I can see that.
So if Adam has a problem, I think the best thing for all concerned is to let him go to Darrington and be done with it.
Everyone else thinks you should stand down.
What do you mean, everyone else?
The other members of the team.
What, all of them?
Well, I haven't spoken to every single one, but...
Well, there's bound to be a few take his side.
More than a few.
Listen, Alistair. I've been a part of this team since Adam Macy was in short trousers. I was captain for the best part of 10 years. I'm not about to stand aside because one individual has a personal axe to grind.
So you wouldn't consider, perhaps, for the good of the team...
Yes, of course. Yes, I'll consider it. I'm a fair-minded man. But to be honest, I'm quite happy with things the way they are.
You sure you don't mind me borrowing it?
No, of course not.
Well, I'll copy it and then let you have it back.
No hurry.
This will show Lily and Freddie Grandma Jill was just as glamorous as Grandma Julia, without the necessity for half an inch of makeup and Vaseline on the camera lens. Anyway, I'd better get back.
Give my love to Nigel.
If I see him, he's usually out watering his vines.
Isn't it your wedding anniversary next week?
Yes. 10 years. Can you believe it?
Are you doing anything special?
Well, I don't know. Nigel's being enigmatic, which probably means he's got something up his sleeve.
What's he doing here?
Who?
Alistair. Hi!
Hi. Is David around?
He's dancing to the Herefords. Is something wrong?
Well, yes, to be honest.
Oh, no.
I did the dreadful deed.
What dreadful deed?
I talked to Sid.
What?
About the cricket team, to persuade him to resign. But he's not going to go.
Has it stopped raining?
Yeah, it looks like being quite a nice evening, actually.
Oh, damn.
What?
Well, I've no excuse. I shall have to go and lay another course of bricks.
It's Friday night.
Well, I've got absolutely nothing done all week.
What do you mean, nothing? You've been single-handedly running Tom's pig business.
Ah, that's the trouble.
Evening, David.
Hi, Sid.
Right.
Yes, please, and put another half in Neil's glass.
No, really.
Oh, come on, half an hour won't make any difference.
Well...
Pretend it's raining.
Have you, seen anything of Alistair?
No.
I just wanted to run something past him, but... Well, you'll do. You and Neil.
Eh?
You're both stalwarts of the cricket team. I've decided the time has come for me to resign.
Oh.
I've given it a lot of thought in recent months. I haven't played for a while, but I've enjoyed my time as manager. I have. But, I did turn 60 this year, and it's time to step aside and let the younger generation take over.
Right. Well, that's a very brave decision.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's always better to jump before you...
And I'm sure you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, to be honest, the pub's taking more of my time and energy these days. Have you heard about this new venture upstairs?
No.
Didn't I see a flyer? Comprehension or something?
That's the one. Fallon's idea, of course. Some newfangled kind of music, don't ask me what. But a new crowd coming in means more work behind the scenes.
Yeah, of course.
Hi.
Oh, hi, love. Sorry, I didn't know what you wanted.
Evening. Half a lager, please, Sid.
Yes, you.
Have you heard from Emma?
What? Oh, yeah. They'll be back Sunday.
Have they had a nice time?
And then she's going to want help decorating that cottage, isn't she? I dare say she'll want every inch of it painted.
Helen phoned.
Is she okay?
Well, she's still there. And she sounds reasonably positive.
So she's not running home yet, then?
She even cracked a little joke about Terry.
Terry?
Her key worker. We met him.
Oh, yeah, right.
She seems to like him. I think that's really important. Oh, Tony.
Hey, now, come on. Budge up. Let me sit next to you.
Oh, if only she can hang on.
Love, when David was here this morning...
Yes?
He was talking about Pip. And you said... You told him to praise her, whatever he could.
Yes. I just feel...
Surely you don't feel responsible.
Did we cause Helen's illness? No, of course we didn't. But I know we're in the picture somewhere.
Yes.
She's our daughter. She's got our genes. We brought her up. She's who she is because of us.
Mm.
And I should have trusted her more. Let her live her own life, make her own choices.
So you are blaming yourself?
No. Not really.
We did the best we knew how, Pat.
Yes.
And she's getting the right treatment now.
Thank God. And one day she'll be well again. Won't she?
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.